Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but their genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Okay,
well,
here we go.
Is your goldfish Abraham joining us for breakfast?
Yeah. Hey, Adeline, how about making him a worm omelet?
Worm omelet? Now, Arnold, even you wouldn't eat that.
Don't bet on it.
Arnold, what is Abraham doing down here?
Today's a special day for him.
What's he gonna do, watch Moby Dick on the 3 o'clock movie?
That's dumb. He's already seen it.
So what's the special day?
It's Abraham's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Abraham.
I'm throwing a little birthday party for him later.
A birthday party for a fish?
Abraham isn't just a fish. He's part of the family. And I love him. And I'm only inviting his relatives. You guys.
Well, we're flattered.
We'll be there.
You definitely are.
I guess we should bring some presents for the birthday boy.
Yeah, but what do you get for the fish that has everything?
Hey, I got something. How about a subscription to Field and Stream?
Good thinking. Well, how about a mermaid for his bowl?
A mermaid?
He might get interested in the half that's fish.
Hey, I got something. How about one of those waterproof digital wristwatches? The kind that has an alarm to wake you up.
But Abraham can't wear a watch.
You're right. I'll wear it for him.
Good idea. It'll save us the trouble of teaching him how to tell time.
You know what? After breakfast, I think I'll go out and pick up some party stuff.
What a crazy party. A fish is the guest of honor.
Yeah, usually they're the main course.
I know someone that's going to have a birthday party, and his name is...
What are you doing, Abraham?
I didn't know you could float on your back. Float on your back? Abraham, move your gills. Blow bubbles, please. Do something like... Make like a goldfish.
Can you believe this? We're making a happy birthday Abraham sign, and he can't even read.
Don't be too sure, Willis. Remember, Abraham comes from a school of fish.
Daddy, really.
It's just awful. It's really awful.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It's terrible. He's gone, Mr. Drummond.
Who's gone?
Abraham. He's dead.
Dead?
What happened?
Are you certain, Adelaide?
Positive. I did everything but give him mouth the fish resuscitation.
Oh, poor Arnold. He was so excited about Abraham's birthday.
Yeah. What a time for it to happen.
Arnold's out there buying party stuff. How are we going to tell him?
Well, I'll take care of that.
Well, we ought to get Abraham out of the bowl before Arnold sees him. I'll go do it.
I'll help you. Poor fish. I hope he'll be happy in that big aquarium in the sky.
Arnold's really going to take it hard. He really loved that fish.
I remember the first day the boys moved in here and Arnold brought Abraham with him. I said I'd never seen a black goldfish before.
Yeah, and Arnold said, hey, well, that's okay. Abraham's never seen a rich white man before.
It's not going to be easy breaking the news to Arnold.
Oh, he'll get over it. We've all lost pets.
Well, Arnold's case is a little different. He's losing someone else he loves. Don't forget, he lost both of his parents before he came to us.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't life funny, Daddy? One minute you're alive and happy, and the next minute you're gone. You just never know, do you?
Nope, you just never know. You know, something just occurred to me. I have never put Willis and Arnold in my will.
Oh, Daddy, I don't like to think about things like that.
Well, it's part of life, honey. You have to. Now that the boys are part of the family, I think it's only right that they should share equally. How would you feel about that?
Well, fine. They're my brothers. Of course they should.
I knew you'd say that. You know something? You're okay.
Thank you, Daddy. But there's one condition.
Oh, what's that?
We never, ever want to collect.
Yeah, fine. Send a copy of my will over by messenger right away, and I'll indicate the changes I want to make. Yeah, good. Thanks, Tom. Bye.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Boy, are we going to have a party. I got hats and horns for all of us, and we can play games like pin the tail on the whale and spin the fishbowl.
Arnold, would you come over here, please? There's something I have to tell you.
Uh-oh. This sounds like one of them serious sit-down jobs.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is serious.
I know what it is.
You do?
Yeah. Willis told you that while he was asleep, I stapled his pajamas to the bed sheet.
No, he didn't tell me that.
Next time, I'll staple my mouth shut.
Arnold, look. In life, flowers bloom and then die. The birds and the bees.
Wait a minute. You already told me about the birds and the bees. What happened? Did someone get pollinated?
Arnold, I have to tell you something important about Abraham. Excuse me. Hello?
Hello, Dad. I'm in my room on the other line. Have you told Arnold about Abraham yet?
No, not yet.
Great. Come on up here. Kimberly and I have solved the whole problem. You don't have to tell him.
Why, that's wonderful news. Mr. Wilson, I'm glad you called. I'll take care of that right away. I have to take care of something, Arnold. Will you excuse me for just a minute?
Yeah, but Dad, what were you going to say about Abraham?
Oh. Well, that's not your Abraham. I was going to say something about Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln? What about him?
Well, like the flowers and the birds and the bees, the Lincoln penny is about to die out.
Should I be upset about that?
Well, we all should. Here, you keep this. They're going to be very valuable. Even more so if you shine them up. Rub them on the carpet.
Okay. Sorry, Mr. Lincoln. Looks like you're going to be rubbed out again.
Hey, you caught me just in time. What's your great idea?
Oh, it's perfect. All we have to do is get another fish that looks like Abraham, and Arnold will never know the difference.
Isn't that a good idea?
That's terrific, but are you sure you can find another one? Aren't black goldfish rare?
Oh, not anymore. All the pet shops are integrated.
I think you should take Abraham with you, so you're sure to get the right size and color and everything.
Okay, Willis, we'll get a plastic bag and then we'll sneak out the back door.
Wait a minute. Won't Arnold notice that Abraham is missing?
Good point. We can't very well tell him his fish is out jogging.
Well, what we'll tell him is that you took Abraham to get a new fishbowl for his birthday.
Oh, that's a great idea, Daddy.
Well, I'm very good at fishy excuses. Just a little goldfish giggle there.
Very little.
What's the matter, Arnold? Did you lose something?
No, I'm shining pennies. Don't you remember?
Pennies? Penny. Oh, right. How are they coming?
Dad, are you all right?
Well, of course I'm all right. Why?
Well, you got me shining pennies and you don't even remember it. Are you going through seniority?
Oh, you mean senility.
You going through both of them?
No, Arnold, I haven't forgotten. I was making a comment on the Lincoln penny and how it's disappearing because of inflation and fiscal mismanagement and all sorts of financial gobbledygook.
Dad, maybe you ought to lie down for a while.
Why, Arnold?
Because your gobbledy is getting gookier by the minute. Hi, Abraham. This is for your birthday party, but I can't tell you what's in them. How does it feel to be a year older? Abraham, where are you? He's gone. He's been fishnapped.
Yes?
I've got some legal documents for Philip Drummond.
Oh, fine. I'll take them.
Would you mind giving me your signature?
Not at all. But if you want my phone number, forget it. You're too old for me.
Can't win them all.
Who's that, Adelaide?
Some legal documents, Mr. Drummond.
Oh, thank you.
Dad! Dad! Abraham
Now, calm down, Arnold.
Well, they gotta throw out a dragnet. Or better than that, a fishnet.
I told you he'd notice, Adelaide. Now we're gonna have to tell him.
You were right.
Tell me what?
Well, it's gonna ruin the surprise that Kimberly and Willis have for you. See, they took Abraham to the pet store to get him a new fishbowl for his birthday.
Oh, wow, a new fishbowl. Hey, that's a relief. I'm glad they took him along. He doesn't get out of the house much.
But listen, you got to remember to be very surprised when you see the fishbowl, so you won't disappoint your brother and sister.
Oh, I will, I will. How's this? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Is that a new bowl for Abraham? Oh, my, my, my.
Oh, Arnold.
Oh,
Arnold.
Oh,
Arnold.
Oh.
Arnold. Arnold, it's only a fishbowl. It's not the Irish sweepstakes.
You're right. I gotta stop watching Family Feud.
Well, I better get back to the kitchen. I'm baking Abraham some cookies that look like a lady goldfish.
How can you tell the difference?
I can't, but the goldfish can. That's an oldie but a goodie.
Arnold, why don't you make a nice birthday card for Abraham while I go look for my glasses?
Good idea, Dad. I think I'll write Abraham a poem. You're not a dog, and you're not a cat. You're not a hamster, and you're not a rat. So I give you this birthday wish to Abraham, the coolest fish. Last will and testament of Philip Drummond? Dad's will? No. So that's why he's been talking about dying. Hello, God. Remember me? Arnold Jackson, the little kid who moved from Harlem to Park Avenue? Well, I'm sorry I only call you when I'm in trouble. I guess you're kind of like the auto club. Well, you know that my real papa and mama are up there in heaven with you, and now it looks like my new dad is planning to drop in on all of you. And I know because he's been talking about dying and he's making out his will. And God, I don't really like to bother you because you got a lot on your mind with Iran and Afghanistan and New Jersey. But please, God, don't let him die. Please. I love him.
Can I get you a cup of coffee or something, Mr. Drummond?
No, thanks, Adelaide.
I don't want to bother you.
No, it's all right. I'm just going over my will. I want to make a few changes.
Oh. Well, not to be morbid, but could you put me down for the blender?
You got it. I'll just cross out the $100,000 I was going to leave you.
Me and my big mouth.
Hi.
Hi. From the look on your face, Willis, I'd say you didn't have any luck.
Nope. We went to a couple of places, but they were either out of black goldfish or they didn't have the right size. Kimberly's trying one more place.
Gosh, we already told Arnold that you went out shopping with Abraham to get him a new bowl.
Well, if Kimberly doesn't come back with a new Abraham soon, I will just have to tell Arnold the truth.
Would you like me to tell him, Mr. Drummond? I can handle bad news. I've been watching Days of Our Lives for 10 years.
Maybe I ought to be the one to tell him. Because I was there when he first got Abraham. I used to sit up nights with Arnold when Abraham was growing up and he got sore scales and swollen gills and a bad case of ick.
Ick?
To fish is the same as acne.
Well, thank you, Willis. Thank you, Adelaide, but I really think it's my responsibility to tell Arnold.
Hey, Arnold. What's happening? Hey. What's the matter, Arnold?
Shh. Willis, I hate you.
Hate me? What did I do?
You didn't do anything.
Arnold, you better stop using Kimberly's hair dryer. It's blowing out your brain.
Listen, Willis, you don't understand. I gotta hate you because everything I love dies.
Oh, so you know about it, huh?
Yeah, and you know too?
Yeah, well, it ain't that bad. We can just get another one.
I don't think I ever want another one again.
Sure you will. Arnold, the next one will be even better. It won't just sleep, eat, and bug his eyes out.
Willis, I can't believe what I'm hearing. You're heartless.
Come on, Arnold. You'll get over it. We can just go pick one out. There's plenty of black ones.
But I still love the white one.
White one? What do you mean?
I mean Dad. He took us in and adopted us, and now he's dying.
Dad dying? Are you crazy?
No, I saw his will.
Just because a guy's making out his will doesn't mean he's dying, Arnold.
Yes, it does. Don't you watch TV? When they make out a will, that's it. They going. Dead.
Come on, Arnold. Dad's not dying.
Yes, he is, Willis. He's going to heaven.
He's not going to heaven.
Well, he's on his way, whichever direction he's in.
Believe me, Arnold, you've got this all wrong.
Willis, don't give me that double talk. You just said to me, so you know, huh? And what did you mean when you said we'll get another one, a black one?
What did I mean? I meant that plant over there. You see? It's dying. And I figured if we got a black one, you couldn't tell if it was dead.
Listen, Willis.
Come on, Arnold. I'll prove to you Dad isn't dying. Dad, will you settle something for Arnold?
Oh, what's that?
Dad, are you dying?
Dying? Oh, that's what I've noticed. Where did you get a notion like that?
Well, first you were talking about flowers dying, then pennies dying, and then I saw your will.
I am happy to tell you I have never felt better in my life. I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong impression.
Yeah, but what about the will?
Well, wills are made out by healthy people, too, you know. To protect the ones they love. I love you two guys and Kimberly. And if something unexpected should happen, I want to be sure you're all well provided for.
How much did you leave us?
Arnold, it doesn't matter. The point is, Dad's not dying, and that's all that counts.
Yeah. Thanks, God. That's another one I owe you. Dad, if you're not dying, how come you start talking about dying in the first place?
Listen, Arnold. Eventually, everything dies. People, flowers.
Wait a minute. I'll go get my pennies.
Oh, wait a minute, Arnold. You don't need your pennies. You're old enough now to face certain facts about life.
What is on your mind, Dad?
Arnold, what I want to talk to you about is this. Sorry. Hello.
Hey, Daddy, did you tell Arnold about Abraham yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, don't. I'm in the kitchen. I have a perfect twin of Abraham. Bring Arnold in.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Mr. Wilson. Yeah, thanks for calling me. Bye.
Okay, Dad. What's so important that you have to tell me?
All right, Arnold. Mr. Wilson is really Kimberly and Willis. They got the fishbowl for Abraham. They're waiting in the kitchen. Now, remember, you're supposed to act surprised. Come on.
Right on. Let's go. Okay.
Surprise!
Surprise! Oh, wow! Look at that! Oh, I can't
believe it!
Praise the Lord!
Help
me!
That'll handle it.
Well, what do you say we get this birthday party on the road?
Yeah, all right.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Abraham! Happy birthday to you!
Would you like to say a few words, Arnold?
I'd like to say three words. That's not Abraham.
Why
are
you saying like that?
Oh, he's sure it is, Arnold.
No way. Don't you think I'd recognize my best friend? Abraham shakes his tail like this. Not like this.
Well, he's a year older and maybe he can't shake it like he used to. I know I can't.
That's not Abraham.
You're right, Arnold, that is not Abraham.
Well, where is he?
Well, I'm afraid that Abraham died.
What you talking about, Dad?
I'm sorry, Arnold, but this morning Adelaide found Abraham floating in his bowl.
Floating? You sure he wasn't sleeping? Sometimes he sneaks in a nap after breakfast.
No, I'm sorry, honey. I tried, but I couldn't wake him up.
Well, where is he?
Here he is, Arnold.
Poor Abraham. Instead of a birthday party, he's going to get a funeral.
Friends, we are gathered here together to pay our last respects to Abraham, a goldfish who swam his way into all of our hearts. I know I speak for all of us when I say he'll be missed. And I'm sure that his closest friends would like to say a few words.
Abraham, you were the nicest, cutest, warmest fish I ever knew. And I'll never forget.
Goodbye, Abraham, old friend. Till I met you, I hated fish. Even fried.
What's happening, Abraham? You were a cool dude with a lot of class. And I really liked you. Good night, sweet fish.
Goodbye, Abraham. I'll never forget you. How you used to stare at me when I stared at you. How when I put my nose against the bowl, you tried to swim up it. How you used to make bubbles when you wanted me to change your water. I'll miss you. Goodbye, old pal. Those who come from the sea shall return to the sea.
Service, Arnold.
You sure was.
One of the nicest fish funerals I've ever attended.
I'm sure you're going to be happy with your new fish, Arnold. He's got a lot of personality.
Yeah, he's a cute little guy. I hope he doesn't mind if I put a little sign in his bowl.
A sign? What would it say?
Abraham swam here. I now christen thee Abraham Jr.
But the jeans, but they got different strokes and things. close to me.